Mel Brown, a Summit County native, served in the Utah House from 1986 to 2000, representing a district in Midvale. He was later elected to represent District 53 from Colville in 2006 and is bidding to be reelected to his fifth term from there. Brown told the delegates Utah's lawmakers are required to follow one important fiscal principle.
And in Utah, our forefathers said, you've got to balance the budget before you go home from the session. Too bad our forefathers on a national level didn't do the same thing. And every year when the legislature concludes at the end of the 45th day, we must have a balanced budget. Sometimes it's not easy to get there. The governor, I'm sure, will verify that. A little pushing and shoving sometimes to get everything done, but it's a very important and wise thing that those who preceded us put in place. And I think it's the key to making us one of the best managed states in America.
He said this year they also looked at the issue of pollution.
The legislature this year made some significant efforts in trying to deal with the issue of clean air. Out in our area, sometimes it's not a very big problem. But in other parts of the state, it is. And we as a legislature, I think, not only have to recognize the local issues, but also the issues that drive the state of Utah and make it the kind of place that we all want to live in.
He said Utah's population is expected to double in the next 35 years. Brown said a challenge for services is the distribution of Utah's populace. It's similar to a statistic he saw recently about the U.S. population.
Listen to this number. 80% of America's population lives within 50 miles of the ocean. That means heartland of America is in a minority. We face not the same kind of a challenge, but one similar in Utah. 80 to 85% of our population live on the Wasatch Front between Ogden and Provo. And so one of the challenges we face in this state is how to balance the opportunity for services statewide for the population that lives there.
House Representative Mel Brown, he's being challenged for re-election by two GOP members, John Zimmerman and Blaine Hone, and a Democrat, Ray Worthen. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.